We got a question from a reader. When you've spoken about the volatility of markets, this is in effect the new normal. It's still very difficult to stomach such extremes within a very short period in precious metals, particularly in gold. To say that it gives one pause is an understatement. Would you agree with the title of this article from Gold Money that, quote, the song remains the same, and with this comment by Frank, can't pronounce his name, Gustra, the bottom line is that the money needed to bail out Europe and to fund American spiral debt and future unfunded obligations is in the tens of trillions. It does not exist. It has to be created by printing money in massive quantities, and despite all the rhetoric you will hear against these policies, in the end, it's the path of least resistance. Printing money is the invisible tax on savings, much easier to initiate than, say, raising taxes or cutting back on services and entitlements. And then another quote from Jim Sinclair's latest article, "Fear not, gold bugs, the song remains the same." Yes, I do agree with Turk and Sinclair on this one. I think we're going to see the price stay in the 1550 to 1650 range through the end of the year. And then the question is, how soon can it rise? A lot of that's going to depend on whether the people who act it down need it that way for the end of the year. They also need it before they put out their annual reports in March. But nothing's changed, and I think the long-term bull market in precious metals still continues. The key, though, is will the reengineering that we're watching, will the financial coup d'etat proceed with inflation or deflation? And that's why the law and my sort of jumping up and down about don't mess with the Constitution comes up and is so important. It's a lot easier if you are the people governing the financial system to handle things with inflation than a deflation. But if you change the law and really drive a truck through the Constitution, you can manage a deflation because a deflation is going to be a lot less popular for most people. So the politics is really important. But expect this volatility to continue and to get worse. It's all part of sort of the battle that's raging between empire and global factions and the collateral fraud in the financial system. And that's why greater personal and family self-sufficiency and resiliency is such a great investment. The difference between market prices and real values are going to swing widely. There's opportunity in that, but there's also stress. Another question for Ask Krathen before we go to our interview. It looks like Ron Paul's momentum is increasing and he's gaining more traction. What are the real-life possibilities with him in the White House? How does his ethos permeate throughout the entire administration, i.e. cabinet members, heads of executive officers, offices like FDA, Treasury, Defense, Secretary of State? And what are the chances of another Biddle versus Jackson-type battle and the fallout of such for the American economy? I think there's no chance that Ron Paul will win the presidency because the people, there are too many people who have the ability to basically do to Ron Paul what they did to Paul Wellstone or John F. Kennedy. So, you know, in that vein, it's very appropriate that we're talking to Peter Del Scott tonight. But I think the chances of him becoming president are small. I intend to do everything I can to support his candidacy, however, because I think it can have a really positive effect. And, of course, I'm open to miracles if Ron Paul gets in the White House. I want to recommend to you, there's a book that people who go to Washington always use. It's called The Prune Book, and it's been turned into a website called Prunes Online. The URL is excellenceintransition.org. Ron Paul's been in Washington for a long, long time now. And the reason that's important is he's got the knowledge and the staff and the networks to pick out very, very good people, not only who are aligned with his philosophy, but have the experience and the knowledge of the machinery to manage those agencies. And so it's extremely important the quality of people who you put into those positions, no matter how much the machinery and the finances make, you know, really drive policy in a way that the machinery can't control. Very high-quality people can make an enormous difference. So if you're interested in that area, certainly lobbying the candidates to get very good people in there is important, but the Prune Book will really help you understand sort of the nuts and bolts of the different positions. Okay, so that's it for Ask Catherine. Not a lot of questions, but very good ones tonight.